This is Meja Riddell.
I'm trying my best.
Sorry. This is Meja Riddell with Massimo Vignelli in his New York City office on June 6th, 2011 for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art. This is card number one. Good morning. Let's start with just some of the early biographical information. We'll take care of that and move along.
Okay.
You were born in Italy in
1931.
Okay. What was the date?
Actually, 18 years ago, January 10th.
January 10th.
In Capricorn.
Ah. Okay.
And how?
Actually, that sort of makes sense. Did you have siblings? Were your parents involved?
No, I was only child.
You were an only child, okay.
Yeah.
Were you interested in art, design, architecture from very early on as a young child? I know when you were a teenager it became an interest.
Well, I started very early. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started to be interested in design when I was 14 years old, basically. And before I was just like anybody else, any other kid, you know, I was playing with everything. I would love to do stage sets, you know, by cutting a piece of board and making a cut on three sides, flipping it down, making the stage.
Really?
You know, and then picking up everything and imagining the stories there. It was great. It was one of my favorite games. I was spending hours and hours and hours. But then one day I've seen the mother of a friend was fixing her house in the country, and she had some furniture made, and I didn't know that it could be done. So I was fascinated and I liked it, and then she had magazines and I started to look at magazines and got involved in the field of architecture, and I love it, and design. From the very beginning, really, was always architecture and design, mm-hmm. Which is easy to understand because in Italy it was always much closer, you mm-hmm. know. But this was still during the war time, you know. And after the war, of course, things got much more fused between one and the other, between architecture and design, because there was a great need for this, you know. So there were no furniture available, so the architects designed the furniture mm-hmm. and designed everything else mm-hmm. you know, that was around, and that started the whole Italian design phenomenon, but mm-hmm. it was more or less because of that. Then when I was 16 years old, I went to work in the office of the Castiglioni architects, very good architects mm-hmm. at the time, and they were working the whole field of design. You know, so they were designing product design, they had designed a beautiful radio, mm-hmm. telephone. And they designed furniture, they designed exhibitions, designed buildings, designed just about anything, mm-hmm. flatware. Mm-hmm. You know, so when I'm working there, as a draftsman, mm-hmm. I noticed that, and I learned that an architect should be able to design everything from the spoon to the city, as Lowe's said, predicted, you know. And so I always wanted to try myself on every one of these things, and I was looking for every opportunity. And that's what I've been doing ever since, basically.
Did you draw a lot as a child? It seems
you
were draftsman, you must have drawn
nature,
quite well.
Not nature things,
okay.
Not figurative things. I was more interested in design, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I was designing furniture, I was designing tombs, I was designing anything.
Tombs,
and,
did
yeah,
you
I
say?
Loved, because they were less complicated. You know, one of the greatest things about the mausoleum, it has no bathrooms. It has no windows.
Right.
And what spoils architecture most of the time is windows, as mm-hmm. you know, the most difficult thing for place.
Right. And what did your parents do? Were either of them involved in design?
No. My father had a background in pharmacy, and then he set up a little chemical company mm-hmm. producing salicylic acid, which is used as a preservative.
Mm-hmm.